I heard somebody say, never tell your children when I was your age, and you fill in the blank, because we were never the age our kids are with all the media and technology access they have. It's so not true. The same. It's just not. How do you help them use wisdom and discernment, and how do you guard them? Well, I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. And Danny, it's amazing and shocking. It's horrific what our kids are exposed to today.
Oh, yes. Everywhere.
I mean, how do we get a handle on this?
It's tough. I mean, a recent survey from Common Sense Media said that the average exposure for most kids, not just in general, average exposure to pornography, is 12 years old. So most kids are exposed to some type of pornography by 12 years old.
Wow.
And then a subset of that was like 10 or younger, about 15%. And they also found that adolescents who watch violent pornography were almost six times more likely to be sexually aggressive in their dating years. And recent studies have also been finding that excessive screen time is more likely to lead to binge eating or eating disorders in general, disruptive behaviors. And a new one is obsessive compulsive disorder type behaviors, where they're seeing it play out in different ways on the obsessive and compulsive behaviors. And so we need to be very aware of what's happening with our kids on screens and even just around with their friends or other people where they're receiving messages and media messages that are not only sexual but violent, derogatory, misleading in the news, yeah. And so we need to lean into this as parents.
There
sure.
is so much here, and we have lots of resources to help you in this realm of parenting. It's ever-changing and increasingly difficult, so consider Focus on the Family a great resource for you with regards to teens and tech. We're going to pivot now to a related conversation. Focus President Jim Daly spoke with Nick DuPont, Shauna Hudson, and Ellen Slotman about why it's good to talk with your kids about healthy tech habits.
Let me stick with you, Shauna. Technology is a tough area. I mentioned that in the setup here. Yeah. Smartphones and all the unhealthy habits that our children can develop in that regard. And just the onslaught that parents feel. It's so hard to control. Mm-hmm. You know, television, Netflix, access to that stuff, and then their phone and everything else. What was your experience in that area?
Yeah. You know, we've approached it that technology is not bad, but your brain is vulnerable. And, you know, it's really important that they learn how to manage technology. You know, I kind of equate it to, like, if you have a three-year-old and you're crossing a busy highway, most parents will hold the three-year-old's hand. And that's how we approach technology. When we first give you technology, a phone, we're going to be holding your hand. We're going to be monitoring, guiding you, and so on. Because, you know, your brain has these things called mirror neurons, and it talks about it in the launch program, that when you see something on a screen, your body thinks you're there. And so let's say you're watching pornography, right? It's you sometimes then can't shut it off because your brain thinks you've been there and thinks you've done those actions. And so your brain is just so vulnerable, you know, as a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, even now a 16-year-old, you cannot be left alone with technology because we wouldn't let you cross the street at 3. We're not going to leave you alone with something that can be dangerous.
Yeah.
It can be good, but it can be dangerous.
Yeah. One of the great pieces of advice that I received was to delay smartphones as long as you can. And thankfully, I think Trent, we got to 17 and Troy was 15. But it's one of the best things that somebody expressed to me, just try to delay. And so every time they'd ask me, because their friends had one, I say, you know, Mom and I will talk about that. And then 6 months would go by. Have you guys talked about that yet? Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Let me talk to Mom about
been
that.
Really busy.
But they were very patient about it. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways. But I like what you suggested there. Talk about the, you know, the harm that can happen. Yeah. And that really should draw them in. And I think they would feel good about the fact that you're looking out for them, especially at 10, 11, 12. They will get that better than 15, 16, right?
Right.
Ellen, another area that's not directly related to the sex talk, as we've been describing, But bullying, bullying is on the rise. There's more of it today, I think, than there has been maybe in years past. And you entered into that discussion with your kids, and you were a bit surprised to find out some things. What happened?
Yeah, I was surprised. My second son, Cole, I went through it with two of our boys, and Cole, his personality is very confident. He appears as though friendships are great, and he doesn't really, you know, let me in otherwise emotionally like that. And I just never worried about it. And we got into the discussion on bullying, and I was super surprised that he struggled with it, and he started crying, and yeah, you know, and
it touched a tender spot.
Totally. He had kids, and you know what, it might have been just a temporary thing, but there were kids that were making fun of different things about his appearance, and he, you know, was something that he had done to, you know, to one of them they were making fun of, and it just, it was such a good thing for me to see that on the outside he appeared to be, you know, doing great, but I, as a parent, you know, was, I know in the future I need to be, you know, asking those questions even when all appears calm and good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, when it comes to bullying, a great aspect of launch into the teen years, we use an acronym called STAND, which stands for stop and be honest about your feelings, tell someone about what's happening, accept advice from wise counsel, notify the bully that you're not going to tolerate their actions toward you. Be kind, but be firm with confidence in how you express that. And then finally, the D of STAND, defend others who are bullied. And that's part of what we go through in that training. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, Danny, online bullying is real and it happens. It's hard for our kids to talk about this. One of my children was bullied online, and I still can't get this child to talk about it. It was years ago.
Wow.
How can we first recognize if that's happened? And then how do we establish being a safe place for our kids to say, this happened?
Well, to recognize that it has happened, you need to see a change, most likely in behaviors. Notice what's happening in your kids' behaviors. That gives you an initial signal, or their emotions, right? You begin to see something is happening, and then ask the question, hey, what's going on? And they may or may not open up to you depending on what's going on there. But begin by listening and just being present with your child. That alone makes a huge difference. So if they share, have been bullied, the first reaction is to want to fix it. You're angry, you're upset, and you react so strongly that for your child, they don't want that. They just want somebody to say, oh my goodness, what's going on? Tell me more about this. And those are great words. Hey, tell me more about what's going on. I just want to hear what you've been facing, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry you've had to face that. Empathize with them, and then talk about maybe a plan of action that you could come up with together in response to this, because mm-hmm. there needs to be an action plan.
Yeah.
And figure out the timing to that. And your child may say, not tomorrow or not this week, be prepared for that, or just no, we don't need to have a response. It's important to lean in and say, this is not okay.
Yeah.
We need to figure out when we're going to do this. And know, though, that it's not personal. This person or these people have something toxic happening inside, and it's spilling into your story, into your world. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying seems to most likely probably have a lot of voting power inside of you, where you have more belief about what they're saying than what everyone else is saying. So be careful with that, because this is what I believe about you, and this is what I've heard other people saying about you. And why do you think they've decided to bully? Mm-hmm. What is their goal? What's their intention? What's happening inside of them? And in that, you taking time to listen and then to follow up makes a big difference. Being consistent and saying, hey, you know, we've been talking about this. How's that going? How are you doing inside? Even writing a note of encouragement, mm-hmm. and giving them those words that are true about who they are. Be patient with that. They may push them away. They may push you away initially. You need to lean in, because it's a tough place for them right now. Mm.
Yeah, parenting is a challenge. It's a wonderful joy, but it's also got challenging moments. And if you're having that conversation, or you don't know how to start the conversation with your child, we've got resources for you online. There's a lot of different things on the Focus on the Family website, articles and more. I do want to point out our counseling team. Give us a call and let us help you understand how to help your child. A free consultation will take 20-25 minutes. Call us. We'll schedule a time for somebody to give you a call back. Again, our donors make it possible for this free service. We're here to help. And the number is 800, the letter A, and the word family. And what you've heard today, the clip with Shauna, Ellen, and Nick, has to do with our launch into the teen years curriculum. We cover bullying. We cover sexuality and identity. There are so many good things in this curriculum. This is designed for you as a parent to have some ongoing conversations with your child. And it's really comprehensive and very, very helpful. We're asking for a donation today of $60 or more to cover the costs of Launch Into the Teen Years, that comprehensive kit. So please donate today as you can, $60 or more, and request that kit from us. We've got all the details in the show notes. We'll hear once again from Dr. Erwin Lutzer next time. On behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team here, thanks for joining us. I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
As a parent, it's easy to find myself sitting backseat to my kids, in the backseat. It's tough to be a step ahead, and full honesty, I'm pretty hard on myself when that happens. But I've found Practice Makes Parent, a podcast from Focus on the Family, hosted by Dr. Danny Huerta and Rebecca St. James. It helps me be more intentional and not feel alone when things get tough. Everything they share is practical and well-practiced, and I can use it right away. Listen to Practice Makes Parent wherever you get your podcasts.